To my dear lady and sister, the Countess of Pembroke, here now you have, most dear and most worthy to be most dear lady, this idle work of mine, which I fear, like the spider's web, will be thought fitter to be swept away than worn to any other purpose. For my part, in very truth, as the cruel fathers among the Greeks were wont to do to the babes they would not foster, I could well find in my heart to cast out in some desert of forgetfulness this child which I am loath to father. But you desired me to do it, and your desire to my heart is an absolute commandment. Now it is done only for you, only to you. If you keep it to yourself or to such friends who will weigh errors in the balance of goodwill, I hope, for the father's sake, it will be pardoned, perchance made much of, though in itself it have deformities. For indeed, for severer eyes it is not, being but a trifle, and that triflingly handled. Your dear self can best witness the manner being done in loose sheets of paper, most of it in your presence, the rest by sheets sent unto you as fast as they were done, in some a young head not so well stayed as I would have it, and shall be, when God will, having many fancies begotten in it, if it had not been in some way delivered, would have grown a monster. And more sorry might I be that they came in than that they get out. But his chief safety shall be the not walking abroad, and his chief protection the bearing the livery of your name, which, if much goodwill do not deceive me, is worthy to be a sanctuary for a greater offender. This say I, because I know the virtue so, thy virtue so, and this say I, because it may be ever so, or to say better, because it will be ever so. Read it, then, at your idle times, and the follies your good judgment will have in it blame not, but laugh at. And so, looking for no better stuff than is in a haberdasher's shop, glasses or feathers, you will continue to love the writer, who doth exceedingly love you, and most heartily prays you may long live to be a principal ornament to the family of the Sydneys, your loving brother, Philip Sidney.
So wrote the celebrated brother of our next poet, Mary Sidney Herbert, in the dedication of his Arcadia to her. During her long privileged life, Mary Sidney Herbert played an important role in English literary life, not only writing and translating a considerable body of work, but also providing patronage, financial support, to many of the literary lights of her time, including Sir Edmund Spenser, author of The Faery Queen, and John Donne. It is not entirely clear that the next poem was written by Mary Sidney Herbert. However, it certainly seems to be suggested by external evidence, and we would like to think it so. Now, here is Carlotta Sherwood to read The Doleful Lay of Clorinda, Mary Sidney Herbert's mourning ode for her celebrated brother.